Our next public hearing this evening is case number 12,347. Susan McAdoo seeks variances from the side yard setback and rear yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115.34, 115.183 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Dodd Avenue at the intersection of Carla Avenue and Dodd Avenue in the Ann Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 21071 Dodd Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR, medium density residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, map 20.13, parcel 102.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 3-foot variance from the required 5-foot side yard setback and a 3-foot variance from the required rear yard setback for a proposed shed. Staff would note we've received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return. Thank you.
Mr. Whitehouse, I just make note, I received a note from Chip Guy, our media, that there was an email submitted to him in support. I don't know if it made it into the file or not. I can submit it to Ms. Forrest if she has it. It just says from Dr. Bruce and Diane Pringle, we are writing in support of Susan Machado's application number 12347. We live on Dodd Avenue, several doors down from her property, and believe the project is appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you. It has made its way to me, but if we can get a copy.
I will hand that over to Ms. Forrest if she has it in the record.
Thank you.
The applicant before us.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Susan Machado, 226 Dodd Avenue.
Can you wait right here? I'll have this gentleman step up.
Good hotel, 21108 Elizabeth Avenue.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. I think that when I made this submittal, I included the site plan for you, as well as 2 photographs of the site that were indicated on the plan from the vantage points of the photos.
We have the plan.
Okay.
Now we have those.
As the aerial shows here, it's a corner lot, and this is located in Ann Acres. There's a Dodd is can I go to the screen to show
mm-hmm.
you?
Okay.
The Dodd is coming around here and continues this way. And then we have a road coming in here, and you can see the large side lot. So for this particular property, given the front and this large side, you can see that the house is oriented more in the direction of that back corner. So our statement for the uniqueness of the lot is that we kind of have 2 frontages along Dodd there and a lot of green space. And what we were challenged with was a choice of the location of the shed being out in that open space where the number 13 is right there versus back inside the property. And in evaluating and analyzing that further, we got to the desire to go from 5 feet to 2 feet off the fence. There's a lot of vegetation back there. There's also, pardon me, 6-foot high fences that mitigate the view of the structure from neighboring residents. So really our goal was to, for the placement, was to not adversely impact any of the adjacent properties with any kind of objectionable views, certainly public welfare or the character and use of the property for the neighborhood. We also felt that 2 foot distance from the fences would allow adequate service for maintenance and ventilation and so forth for cleanliness of the property, maintenance. We do, I think, you do have the letters that came in.
They only have one.
You only have one?
They got one from.
We have 4 additional signed approvals.
And they would be the same as the other one that they would.
And you have the one that was sent in, called in, yes.
Okay.
Does that conclude your presentation?
I believe so.
Is there any questions from members of the board?
What is the proposed height of the shed that you intend to build?
We don't have a proposed height at the moment. In discussing the size of the structure and what we would probably, and also in comparison to a neighboring shed, we took that as kind of a example of where we would be headed. And the eave line on that is roughly 7 to 7.5 feet to the eave, 12 feet to the point of the ridge, if you'd like to see.
Is that the picture of the shed that you proposed?
This is a sample.
You have to go there first.
That's a sample of the style of the architecture that we'd like to consider.
So what, convince us why you couldn't move the shed into your proposed gravel area more.
Into the proposed gravel area?
On this survey?
That's the patio space.
Yes. Just says proposed gravel.
That was what we're considering to be the patio surface.
Like paper use.
For permeability and not instead of a concrete patio or a stone patio.
So it says not created by the applicant, but how is it not created by you?
Well, I'm actually the applicant and Mr. Ortel is our landscape architect.
So how is it not created? How did you not create this? Why can't you build within the building envelope? Why should we grant this application?
I think for the matter that we're trying to, because we can't put it out in a larger open area within the setback areas without removing significant trees.
Is it well and septic or public water?
It's public sewer. It's public water.
Sewer too?
Yes.
So over here in the survey where it says lot 33 and part of lot 31, that area has mature trees in it?
Yes.
Okay.
Several, about six to seven. So we wanted to preserve those trees. We also wanted to not place a structure of this kind out along the roadway in that high, to that high visibility. So in placing it back, because the house is kind of favors that northeast side of the property based on where it was built, we just wanted to maximize the usable space in the rear.
Okay.
What are you going to use the shed for?
Storage.
Storage, lawn chairs and lawn mowers. And
that 2 feet either way, would that be correct if they brought 2 feet in and 2 feet on the side, they would be in compliance?
They need 5 feet.
Five feet.
So the variance is for 3 and 3 from the side and the rear. So if they moved it 3 foot in and 3 foot forward, then it would be in compliance.
So that'd be 11 by 7.
Okay, well, if I may, then, I mean, you've stated that you might be going to a 12-foot shed. We have a 6-foot fence. We're going to be 6 feet above the fence line. And we're talking about storage for lawn chairs and a lawnmower. So I guess I'm questioning, why do we have to go to 12 feet?
Okay.
Well, it's not do you have the photographs of the shed?
It's really only a one-floor shed, but just with the peak of the roof.
I think it's the pitch of the roof. And the reason that we liked that particular style of architecture is the hip roof sort of relaxes the impact of the, there's no gable So it actually reduces the impact visually of the height of the structure. We also called the county, and they said that for accessory structures, of, or for any structure, the only height restriction is 42 feet. So obviously we're not going to 42 feet, but again, as that is an example, the point of that high, the highest point on that roof line is roughly at 12.
So you're trying to make it aesthetically pleasing so it goes with the neighborhood?
Yes, sir. And I'm glad you asked that, if I may, to also say that we are going to, the siding of it is going to match the house, which is a charcoal gray hardy plank siding. The roof is a standard gray shingle, charcoal gray shingle. So it, I think these photographs came with the application, yes. So the coloration of the house and the structure really sort of is diminished by that color. And we'll be matching that, so it's...
The proposed gravel you have here, it says for drainage. Do you have drainage problems in that backyard?
No, sir.
No, that's the patio area, and we talked about either putting pressed pavers down or gravel, and ecologically, we believe that using gravel to just allow for natural
permeability.
Permeability.
What is the proposed size of that? I'm not seeing that directly here.
Yes, we didn't size that for you here. 16. So 18 going east and west on the right side there, if you take the 16-foot dimension plus the 6 feet of the shed, you see that? So that would be 22. And then the other width would be roughly probably 20.
There's no way you can pare that down to fit that shed in there and to also bring that proposed screen porch in so that can all work out. It looks like you kind of put that proposed gravel there and build everything around it. Is what it looks like to me. You got the proposed gravel there and the proposed shed and proposed screen porch. You got the pavers. If you were to bring that area in, you could probably, I believe you can make everything fit if you, that proposed gravel area were smaller. That 22 by 20 is a pretty big area. You could have a nice party back there.
But
you bring the shed in, you bring the porch in, the gravel, proposed gravel area is smaller. I feel like that can be done. Mm.
The pea gravel, which we could also call patio space, is accommodating seating and dining. So they do have a large family. So it's between the, it does look like a lot, but with the circulation pattern and the layout of the furniture that we've been exploring along the process of the design, it's where we'd like to go.
It really isn't as large as it looks.
We're also staying back considerably. You see the existing maple on the top there where the fence is going around that. We're trying to address that too by, again, the impact of any kind of construction and the root system, the canopy
the
of that tree.
The existing what? It's supposed to be on this drawing?
Existing maple. It's right at the top of the property, right above the patio space where it says pea gravel.
I guess I'm missing it because I don't see the pea gravel.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were looking at the site plan. It's on here.
Okay.
That's on the right.
On the very back?
Yeah, it's
the very last page.
On the survey, you can see where the fence line takes an angle into the property. It's on a very light, faint line where the 10-foot dimension is. That's the fence is taking that angle into the property because of an existing maple right there. That's a line tree.
And there's no trees there where that proposed shed is?
No.
You might have already said this, I might have missed it. What's the distance between because it's in that corner there between the neighbor's wooden slat fence and the vinyl privacy fence, between that and the proposed shed.
Are you looking at the survey?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, I'm sorry. The neighbor's... Where are you asking again? I'm sorry.
What's the distance between the proposed shed and that fence there, that slat fence?
I think they're on there.
And this fence, where it says neighbor's wooden slat fence?
Yes. Can't be much.
Probably based on the 16-foot length of the proposed shed, I would say probably another 15 or 16 feet.
It's here.
Is that the dimension you're asking?
You've got a 2-foot walk around your proposed shed?
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
And all of the fencing around the property belongs to us. It's where it says neighbor's fence, that's talking about the other piece that's coming.
It divides coming, lot 34 and 32.
That little dotted line refers to that fence, not our fence. We have all the fencing is ours.
It's pretty hard for the fire company to get back there.
I think that would be off of the west side of Dodd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm familiar with the area.
Are there any other questions from members of the board? Does that conclude your presentation?
Did you have anything else?
Not unless it's in response to any other questions.
I think we're good. Thank you.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Would you like to speak?
Sure.
Please come forward and be sworn in. You could have a seat right there, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Lynn Wong, 21066 Dodd Avenue.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I'll just stand right here. So I'm this property right here, directly across on Dodd, and we've owned the property for 65 years, and we've been neighbors with Susan for 19 years, and they've just done incredible upgrades to the property. I can't say enough about them, and they're pleasant to work with always. They're just great neighbors, and I definitely support them in keeping. It's just a really great opening in our neighborhood to go around that corner. So I think having the shed in the back helps, at least from our perspective, visually, and our kids ride bikes back there and everything. So I'm very much supportive of it.
Thank you. Sir, would you like to come forward and speak?
Me?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Swear in?
Yes. Can you state your name and address?
Jonathan Skolnick, 224 or 21063. Next door.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do, sir.
Thank you.
Over here?
Mm-hmm.
So, just kind of sad event for me. Susan and Ed are good neighbors, and I'm not necessarily for or opposed to the variance, but I am definitely opposed to the shed. Does that make any sense? Can we zoom in just a little bit?
Okay, so sir, just so that you know, what the chair called for is folks who were for this application. Are you testifying in opposition? Because we were going to call for those next. So we want to make sure we're properly identifying you if you go to the podium, so we can identify you as either a supporter or opponent. Or if you have somebody...
I guess if I got a pick, I would say an opponent, but I'm trying to find out more about it and trying to protect my interest in this.
Okay, so would you please have a seat, and then we'll call for... So we had one person in favor that spoke.
Is there another...
I also provided another
Are you in favor of the application?
In favor of the application, yes.
Would you like to speak now?
Sure.
And what I would suggest is, if there's anybody else who's in favor of this application would like to speak, and now is your time to come up before us to be sworn in.
Okay.
You can come up, sir. Hi. State your name and address for the record.
Christopher John Andrews. You want my...
Whatever address.
Okay. 8 Battle Drive, Newark, Delaware, 19782.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And if you have any exhibits you wish to submit, you can send them down to Mr. Whitehouse. Yes. Yes.
My wife and I own the house directly across from the applicant. That's correct. And from what I can tell from what I've read from the application and the size of their lot, and 20 years ago I actually looked at purchasing that house, but we decided to move to a different area. But I have no problems with their asking to have a shed installed there. Where it is, their side lot along Dodd Avenue is a pretty nice area, and they do have some nice trees in that area that would...
Thank you.
So.
Is that it?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anybody here in opposition of this application?
Yes, that's me.
Would you please come forward?
And you've already been sworn in, Mr. Skolnick, right?
Hey, thank you. Sorry, somebody said, would you like to speak? So I...
Can we zoom in a little bit? Is that possible? And then maybe come down just a little bit? The other way. So, actually, this yellow line is not quite correct.
And we know that.
This is the fence line here. And the fence line here.
So those are the aerial photos, and this is right. The tax map. Just right. So that you know, so, Mr. Skolnick, the tax maps and the aerial photos, they're approximations, they're not surveys, they're not exact, so right. They kind of give us an idea. So just okay. So that you know that.
Right, so this here is the line of the property along here. And this here is the line of their fence. So these houses were originally built by one lady. And there's a front house here with 2 units in it. And there's a little back cottage here. And then there's this lot. And she had 3 lots, and she built 3 houses, but in a very strange manner. when they went to sell the property 27 and a half years ago when I bought it, they split it along here. So this was a lot and 2/3. Plus it has this extra space over here. And this is a lot and 1/3. And in the backyard is a small cottage. So we condominium the property, much like you were talking about, common space and all that. And so this little thing back here is my cottage. As I said, we bought it 27 and a half years ago, just before my daughter was born. And this little space here is my yard. And here's my screen porch where I sit. So my view is to this fence here. And I have this little, can you zoom back out a little bit? So, one back. So this teeny little area here is my yard. And this area here is their yard. Okay? So what I'm going to have in my teeny little yard here is, instead of a 6-foot fence, I'm going to be looking at a 12-foot wall. And it's about 25 feet. Whereas you can see they have 107 feet, and that's not even to the road. So this creates concern for me about, you know, my little teeny space here versus their huge space. So I
they came and talked to me about it.
Would you come back here to make sure we get your voice on this recording, please?
They came back to talk to me about it. They sent some things, and I sent them a thing, and I said, well, you know, this is your, the letter they sent me said, we have chosen this corner so the shed is least visible to all our neighbors. But I think they maybe left out me in this. And we actually sat down this afternoon and tried to come to some sort of understanding about it. And I suggested perhaps, that they go ahead with the 2 feet this way and stick with 5 feet this way, so it wouldn't be this kind of wall in front of me. And their response was, well, we would just build up higher because we need this shed to store our chairs and stuff. Now, I'm retired down here, and I live in a 650 square foot house, and they want to build, the floor space of this shed is half the size of my house and 2.5 times the size of my master bedroom. And I can't imagine where somebody could get so many chairs and bikes and a lawnmower that they need a shed that large. Especially from my perspective, I suggested maybe they downsize a little like I did. I would like to see them have their shed. They've always been good neighbors to me. It pains me to come here and speak out against them, but you know, that's my little space. That's all I got. Little yard, maybe the size of this whole area here. That's my whole yard. And I really don't want to look out at a 12-foot wall. And there's a reason fences are 6 feet. I like to look over the fence. There's trees. They have a nice yard with trees. I like to look out at that, not at a big wall. But the reason I say I'm not necessarily for or against the variance is because I don't want them to move the shed 3 foot back and then go up 8 feet more. That doesn't really serve my interest either. So I'm not sure what you guys can do for me, but I thought I'd come and give my feeling of where it ends up putting me.
Well, thank you.
Because it's just a small yard and small space, and that's where I live and that's where I'm retired. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here in opposition of this application?
Can I say just one quick other? I'd really like to see...
You have to be at the microphone, sir.
I'd really like to see, you know, a plan. Like, I've asked repeatedly of them, you know, how high is this thing actually going to be? And I still haven't really got a clear answer. I got a little answer that this roof line would be like this, not like this, so that I wouldn't be even have like a thing like that, and where I see the sides, it would be full up kind of 12 feet.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Mr. Skolnick, if you wish, Ms. Norwood's got pictures that were submitted of what the proposed structure would look like.
So to assist.
It's similar. Look, it's not.
One that they would like it to look like.
So to assist the submitted photographs, they show a hipped roof design, so pitched away from the property line, not a gable end pitched roof. So.
Oh, so it would be more of a triangular.
Yeah, I don't really architecture, it's called hipped.
Yeah. When we talked earlier, right, they didn't say that. They also did offer to put trees on my property.
My fault. We need to make fun.
They also did offer to put trees on my property to block the view, but since I have so little space, I wouldn't be willing to give it up. But I thought maybe if they kept it over to the other people's property, because they have full lots and stuff, and moved it a little more away from mine and put some trees there, that would kind of be okay. I still wouldn't have as much view, but
thank you. Are there any other questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
I do not, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Is there a reason that we need to keep this public hearing open for any reason for members of the board? No? Then I will close the public hearing. And I will entertain a motion. If you feel you need some time to think about it, we could also table it to our next regular meeting.
Madam Chair, I move that we deny case number 12347 for Susan Machado on the request for the shed build. I believe that the difficulty is being created by the applicant.
So you feel that they do not meet all the criteria for granting a variance?
That's correct.
Is there a second?
A second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, your application is denied.